Swift Banking.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland. The Bush administration has been secretly using a massive banking database to track people it suspects of helping finance terrorism. The database is called SWIFT, and it keeps tabs on all manner of transactions at nearly 8,000 banks around the world. The service generally tracks international transfers and not personal banking activity within the United States. Still, it reminds some critics of the White House phone surveillance program. Jeffrey Robinson is an expert on money laundering and how terrorists finance their operations.
This is a pattern of secret programs. And all of them are pretty dubious when you weigh them against the rights of ordinary citizens to lead a private life.
U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow called the program a sharp harpoon aimed at terrorist activity rather than a fishing expedition. The government did use subpoenas to get the information. There is also word that the Bush administration asked the New York Times and Los Angeles Times not to print today's stories on the bank surveillance program. The Wall Street Journal says it did not receive a similar request. It's decision day for thousands of workers at General Motors and bankrupt parts maker Delphi. Today is the deadline to accept buyout packages at both companies. As part of a major restructuring plan, GM is offering workers up to $140,000 to retire early and give up their health benefits. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the program might end up working a little too well.
Greg Shotwell works as a machine operator at a Delphi plant in Coopersville, Michigan. He says these days he spends a lot of his time saying goodbye.
The mood is depressing. People are either taking the buyoff or they are transferring to other plants. So the plant is filling up with temp workers.
Shotwell plans to stay put. He's worried his bankrupt employer won't be able to live up to the buyout agreement. Some expect Delphi's former parent company, General Motors, to sign up more than the 30,000 workers officials initially hoped for. Joseph Philippi with Auto Trends Consulting says that may be more than GM can afford to lose.
You do get to a point where there are certain senior skill levels that you don't want to lose. I don't know how they're going to handle that.
GM couldn't be reached for comment. The company announced this week it would delay its second quarter earnings report until late July in order to count the results. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
There are a lot of Brazilians abroad right now, especially in Germany at the World Cup. Most of them, including the team, took Brazil's flagship airline, Varig. The question now is, will they be able to get back home? The bankrupt airline's employees have been trying to scrape together enough cash to buy the carrier, but they haven't come up with nearly enough, and today is the deadline. The airline has already canceled two-thirds of its flights, and that strands at least 28,000 people who have tickets to fly to Brazil between now and the end of the month. Yet another swing of the pendulum on Wall Street yesterday. After gaining 104 points on Wednesday, blue chips dropped 60 points to finish the day at 11,019. The Nasdaq lost 18 points to end at 2122. The S&P shed 6 points. This is Marketplace. It's time for another Job Files. Today, the art consultant.
I think I'm going to show you some French posters that I collected. My name is Troy Thompson, and I am an art consultant. I'm a matchmaker. I sell artwork. I put the right people with the right artwork. Even within the tightest of parameters, there's still better choices than others. English hunting scenes, men on horses. There are better men on horses pictures than others. They love, you know, clipper ships. God bless them. I will find them the best clipper ship they've ever seen. Oh, it feels great when you sell a piece of artwork. It feels even better when you've sold them the right piece of artwork. Showing them that they do have taste, that they are collectors. I love opening that door for them.
Karen Ness reported today's Job Files, and you're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, partnering with physicians and patients to manage cardiac disease with therapies that diagnose, monitor, and treat heart disorders. More at Medtronic.com. And by Picture House,
presenting the Robert Altman film A Prairie Home Companion, with a cast that includes Woody Harrelson, Lindsay Lohan, and Meryl Streep. Now in theaters.
This is Marketplace. I'm Tess Viglund. Today, Merck's blockbuster cholesterol-lowering drug Zocor loses its patent. So what happens when a brand drug goes generic? Well, if the past is prologue, the price of the drug could drop sharply. But Merck's got a plan to hang on to its share of the market. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer has the story.
This is really a very big day in the pharmacy business.
Stephen Miller is chief medical officer for Express Scripts.
Zocor represents over $3 billion in sales on an annual basis, and so this is truly one of the largest drugs ever to go generic.
Express Scripts negotiates drug prices for 55 million patients. Drugs to lower cholesterol, also called statins, are the top-selling class of pharmaceuticals. Miller says generic Zocor would be safe and effective for 85% of patients.
If you multiply that out by what the potential savings are, you're talking about over $10 billion in savings if patients would convert to the generic.
Analysts say Zocor costs about $2.75 a day. Once several generic companies make it, that could drop to 50 cents a day or less. For the first 6 months, though, just one generic maker has a monopoly. But Merck's negotiated a deal with some large insurers to sell them Zocor for less than the generic. Donnie Wong analyzes this market for Decision Resources.
This is a very novel move by Merck to actually go after the generic by undercutting sales of the generic.
Wong says drug makers often resign themselves to losing out to generic competition, but Merck's decided to fight. Ian Spatz is Merck's vice president of public policy.
Generic competition for Zocor is good for patients, good for people who pay for medicines. We're going to continue to sell Zocor, and we're going to price it competitively.
Zocor is second in sales only to the world's best-selling cholesterol drug, Pfizer's Lipitor, that costs about $3 a pill. Wong says about half of cardiologists they surveyed said they'd switch to a generic statin.
The real loser in the market here, it's going to be Lipitor. When faced with a drug that's almost equivalent in efficacy but at a lower cost, there's almost no way for Lipitor to win in the long run.
That's not how Pfizer sees it. Pat Kelly, head of U.S. pharmaceuticals for Pfizer, says Lipitor's the market leader because it's more effective and it's worth the extra cash.
We fully expect that there will be some that will decide that low cost at all costs medicine is a good thing to practice. We beg to differ.
Kelly says Pfizer negotiates very aggressively with health insurers and pharmacy benefit managers too. But Stephen Miller of Express Scripts says in the next 5 years, $50 billion worth of drugs, including Lipitor, will lose patent protection.
The other neat thing about generics is that patients can afford them, and so it's been demonstrated that they're more willing to stay on the drug and therefore achieve even better health outcomes.
And that's what makes the statin wars great news for patients, as well as health insurers. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Viglund. Thanks for being with us, and enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
Hey, did you hear? There's a job opening. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.